May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, this analogy is one that should be very familiar to them, but even for us today, even though we're not sheep herders, it's still an easy analogy to follow. Shepherds' life back then was very, very hard. They never had a day off, kind of like farmers today, but they just never had a day off. And in the Judean area, the plateau that they had, it was very rocky, and yes, there was grass on it, but the sheep did tend to wander around and maybe go astray a little bit to keep finding the grass. So it was also very dangerous. And then they could fall off the plateau and maybe end up in the rocky area or the desert area. And that would be kind of dangerous for both the sheep and the shepherd. They could also be stolen because there were thieves and bandits in that area. And so that was very dangerous for the sheep and the shepherd as well. So for the sheep, not the shepherd, but for the sheep, there was a lot of distractions. And if we switch that to our time now, in our days now, it's totally different. But it's the same. We have many distractions that keep us not focused on Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Now, you don't have to say anything. You can just raise your hand. But can anybody think of something that might distract them from God Almighty? Oh, good. Everybody's brave today. Lots of hands. I'm impressed. That's probably because if you have to say anything, but you don't. But there are distractions. Maybe wanting to have a morning off. Maybe wanting to stay home and just do nothing. Maybe we have a headache or we don't feel good or we're tired. Maybe work. Maybe school. A report that's due that we should have worked on before. There's lots of distractions, maybe extracurricular activities, or maybe there was a party the night before, or there's a movie I want to go see today, so church is not going to fit into my schedule. There's lots of distractions, maybe even family or friends. There's lots of things that can keep our focus more on us than on God Almighty. Now, their shepherds back then were very diligent. They were constantly protecting the sheep, constantly vigilant, watching out for them, having one go this way, one go that way, being sure that there was enough grass and water. They were very patient, very caring. The sheep were important to them. They actually knew the sheep. They probably named them, and the sheep really did know the voice of their shepherd. The shepherds were brave, they were courageous, and they were self-sacrificing. In fact, to keep the wild animals away from the sheep at night, they would make kind of like a circular pen, and then the shepherd would be the gate. They would lie in front of the opening, and the wolves could not go in and out, because the shepherd wanted to protect them. It's the same for us, our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. And we know that he gave his life for us on the cross. The world is not God-centered. So it makes it a little bit difficult for us if we want to be God-centered, because it's not easy. Not everybody is doing what we're supposed to be doing. So it requires a little bit of work. For me, Psalm 23, it really tells even more about our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. in our God, our gracious God, our Creator. Because right off the bat, the psalmist tells about this personal relationship and trust and faith and confidence that he has in God Almighty. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a personal possession. God is my God, and I shall not be in want. There's not, well, I might not be in want, or, well, I might not have everything, but this says, I shall not be in want. So there's the confidence. We also know that the psalmist said, he's going to provide for me, give me green pastures and still water, so I'll be safe. God Almighty, the shepherd, the good shepherd, is going to revive my soul when I'm down in the dumps and I turn to the Lord. And then guide me, if I allow him. And then through the worst days of days, he's not going to be afraid, because God Almighty is going to be there to guide and protect. In fact, the rod and the staff, the shepherds use that to kind of like guide the sheep, not to beat the sheep over the head and until they would cooperate. It was just to guide them and protect them from hurting themselves. And then the fifth verse, you spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. What does that teach us? Well, that teaches us to be tolerant of those that we really don't care for, because God Almighty loves them as much as he loves us. It teaches us about forgiveness and hospitality and acceptance of all people. And then finally, more confidence from the psalmist. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You can't get more secure in the hope of God through Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit than I will dwell in the house of the Lord. There's no ifs, ands, or maybes about it. This psalmist knows that God is not only his creator, but his protector, his lover, his everything. And that's what a personal relationship with God looks like. So even though I went backwards, I thought to myself, the collect today is really good prayer. It really does collect our thoughts to be what we're to be thinking about during our service with these lessons and during the week. Grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name. And then we follow him who leads us. The shepherd image should help us realize the total care of our God, the protection, the patience, the forgiveness, the love, the guidance, the total commitment and vigilance that our God has for each and every one of us, 24/7, every second of the day. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, who willingly died on the cross for us, to protect us, to save us, to redeem us, and to reconcile us back to you. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit that enables us to be even closer and closer to you, and live your example. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.